Well, on March 19th, we celebrated the solemnity of St. Joseph. And so it was perfect and appropriate that St. Joseph's in Salem is Mater Dei Radio's Parish of the Week. That parish has been through so much in 2023, but they have held together and are ready to celebrate a very beautiful Holy Week this week. Joining me this morning to give us an update on all that they have been up to, it is their pastor, Father Jeff Muse. And good morning, Father Jeff. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Hello, how's it going?
Oh, it's going well, and it sounds like to me things are going well. You have all persevered there at St. Joseph. Let's start back on October 31st. I remember coming into the station very early in the morning saying to my co-host, I think that there is a fire at St. Joseph's in Salem. And sure enough, our worst fears were realized. The sanctuary was on fire, and as you said, nearly every building on the campus was affected in some way. So since that time, in, well, almost 8 months, 9 months since then, how are things coming back together there at St. Joe's?
Yeah, August 31st was a tough day. but things are coming back together. The school only opened 4 days late. We got the cafeteria back so the kids could have hot lunch in October. We eventually got the gym back so we didn't have to do liturgy outside as the sun was setting or not rising anymore. just slowly got the parish center back before Christmas and the Adoration Chapel back because it lost power. So we just keep going and just persevering. And now we're gearing up for Holy Week to celebrate that mostly in the gym, but we'll have overflow in the parish center.
Yeah, so share with us, how have you and all of your staff been able to do? It sounds like it's been an exercise in scheduling because you've got so many moving parts in the best possible conditions. Holy Week is a very busy time and lots of moving parts for any parish, but for St. Joe's especially, you've got to coordinate a lot of areas.
Yes, and the good news is they're on spring break next week, so normally we use those three buildings, the school, the parish hall, and the gym for school, because the school kids are everywhere and they're a lot of fun, but it's kind of a blessing they're on spring break next week, so we can kind of focus and we don't have to put up and down the chairs so much, and just set the community up to pray and to decorate and really walk with Jesus from Jerusalem into Jerusalem, through Jerusalem, to the cross, to the resurrection.
Father Jeff, so much emphasis has been placed from the USCCB on the Eucharist, the source and the summit of our faith, with this Eucharistic revival year. Through that fire, with a little bit of effort, you were right away able to gain access back to your Adoration Chapel. How important has it been to be able to have that place for parishioners to come and spend a holy hour to, again, find that home again at St. Joseph's after so much had been destroyed?
Well, it wasn't right away. It was probably, I'm going to guess, maybe 3 months before we could reroute the electricity to the chapel because it's on the street side of the church. So I had a few people really upset that I had to close it. And when I explained that we couldn't get the door open because of an electric door, then they were like, oh, that's why.
Okay.
There was some concern I was going to shut the chapel down, which I never indicated. I really wanted to get it back up, but I had the priorities. The first was, you know, the school children, because we got to get them in. And not that it wasn't unimportant. It's just we had to get liturgy indoor first and then work on these other things. So just inviting people to go to the other chapels around Salem until we got ours up and running. Once we got it up and running, for the most part, the door still works. It doesn't always work. but now people are going back in. It's 24/7, and people are very happy that that it's open and prayerful, too. And a lot of our school children go in during the day. The teachers will bring them in and for a little time with the Lord, and it's been a real blessing to have back open.
Joining us today, it is Father Jeff Musin. He is the pastor at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Salem and Mater Dei Radio's Parish of the Week. Father Jeff, we are into this Holy Week and so much focus on the liturgies that are coming up. You have been able to find places for all these things, and you have a bilingual parish. How does your parish make sure that all of the needs are met for both your Spanish-speaking parishioners and your English-speaking parishioners, and bringing them all together in this beautiful triduum of masses that we are about to experience?
Well, and also we have the Vietnamese parishioners.
Yeah,
so we practiced our multilingual mass on the Solemnity of St. Joseph, which was a lot of fun. We had an evening mass. We had readings in English, Spanish, and Vietnamese. We did a little procession with our little statue of St. Joseph around our campus and prayed the rosary in different languages. So what we're going to do is kind of, that was our test run. So we're going to do that same similar thing for Holy Thursday, all together, multi-language. And then on Friday, we're going to separate out and have each a special English, Spanish and Vietnamese service in a different locations at different times, mostly in the gym. The Vietnamese, they're going to use the cafeteria. So we'll do that for Good Friday. And then we'll be back together for a multilingual mass for the Easter Vigil. And then, of course, Easter Sunday, we'll split back up into our different language groups, but definitely one in our faith.
No doubt a beautiful liturgy to thank God for so much. While you have been through so much, it is kind of your own passion and your own journey to the cross. And as we know in the Bible, well, we know how that book ends with a resurrected Christ, and St. Joseph, no doubt, will continue to do such amazing things. Father Jeff, before we go, is there any maybe timeline or day that you're looking forward to that the church will be ready again to welcome parishioners?
No, we don't quite have a timeline yet. We're working on the timeline. A lot of it has to do with getting supplies and such. So I'm just working with my architects and engineers who have been excellent. And as soon as we get a timeline, I'll let you know.
Oh,
I don't even want to guess at this point.
Absolutely. Do not place any timeline on God. And of course, we'd want to rush through these things. But again, so important to make sure that everything is so well done and ready there at St. Joseph's. Father Jeff, I just appreciate your time so much. Before we go today, will you end us in a prayer and your blessing?
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, pour your Spirit into our hearts, that we might enter this Holy Week with a spirit of devotion, walking with your Son, Jesus Christ, from Jerusalem to the cross to the resurrection, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Father Jeff, thank you so much for your time today, for your priestly ministry, and no doubt for your parishioners there at St. Joseph.
Hey, you're welcome.